Heck of an hour with Max. We'll be hearing a lot more from Max on this program as we continue to do our best to save as many lives as we can and preserve what we can. All right. Who's with us this hour? Dr. Eric Carlstrom, PhD, professor emeritus, brilliant man, who is probably, I would have to say, the number one, at least the most visible expert on targeted individuals and the horrors perpetrated upon them by this alleged government that we don't have, that's being driven into our lives by an international globalist cartel that has no mercy when it comes to human life. They don't care. You call them sociopaths, psychopaths, whatever you want. They don't care. It's all business to them. It's just business. People are just digits in a computer. And remember, everyone who dies, their system, which is not our system, they have their own economy. Everyone born with a birth certificate is a piece of stock. And when that person dies, they get to cash that person in. They profit. Figure out wars now, not to mention the fact that financing is a huge moneymaker for rebuilding destroyed countries, building armaments and things to kill people. But the people who die are worth money to them. Now, if you can get that processed and hold on to it, you begin to understand a little more easily why they kill so many people. There's money in it. Anyhow, Dr. Carlstrom, sir, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's always great to talk to you and check in, Jeff. Yes, your introduction is right on the money in all aspects. Of course, you're very familiar with this subject more than any program host that I know of. So, you know, I think all TIs are very grateful for this, exposure, this attempt to, shed light on this very, very dark subject. It just gets bigger and bigger, you know, as we go. I thought it might be smart to start with maybe a quote from one of your favorite people, Dr. John Coleman, former intelligence agent of British MI6. Sure. And he's talking about this worldwide conspiracy that wants to dramatically reduce the world's population by 5.5 billion people. And this is in his book, Conspirators Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300, which I know you know well. That's, I think, 1992. And at the end, he says in his quote that's actually here from another book, which I like. It's called The 13 Satanic Bloodlines, Paving the Road to Hell by Robin de Ruyter, who's evidently from Europe, because there's a lot of, in the references, there's a lot in German and Dutch. But what he says is the system will be on the basis of a welfare state. Those who are obedient and subservient to the one world government will be rewarded with the means to live. Those who are rebellious will simply be starved to death or be declared outlaws, thus a target for anyone who wishes forces to kill them. So it would appear that there are competing groups that can profit from the death of those who are blacklisted, and this course has now become a growth industry, as we saw with the excellent podcast series by a New Zealand politician and TI, Susie Dawson. It's a for-profit growth industry. We have all kinds of private cutouts of the FBI and the CIA and DHS, et cetera, who are doing this thing we call gang stalking, but perhaps better to call it security services stalking or counterintelligence stalking or contract stalking or civilian-based stalking or, you know, any number of 100 other, or low-intensity conflict or military operations other than war or peacekeeping operations. There are so many euphemisms for this, but I think what has happened, as you as your introduction really I think highlights, is that the very small psychopathic satanic elite have a plan to eliminate most of humanity. So why not divide with all their control of science and intelligence agencies, control society by dividing us up into predators and prey, and paying the predators to eliminate the prey and make it profitable for them. And what's so amazing, I get about every day in my spam mail, there's of course all the good stuff is sequestered on my inbox because I am targeted, but every day I get something about cyber warfare, a official document. I can start with this is an article by Armin Krishnan, 2016 Space and Defense U.S. Air Force publication called Attack on the Brain, Neurowars and Neurowarfare, in which he says neurowarfare bypasses the state altogether and might target individual citizens, political leaders, societal subgroups, or entire societies. As a result, the traditional distinction between combatants and non-combatants may become meaningless. It's kind of this dry academic prose, which really nails it, though. There is already a legal debate over the question whether and under what conditions civilians can be targeted with non-lethal weapons, for example, in the context of counterterrorism and counterinsurgency operations.
Who's holding such a debate? Who's debating that?
Well, maybe for show, they've just gone ahead and done it. And the first targeted individual, as we've discovered, is, goes way back to 1955 or earlier. But he says, with respect to non-combatant targeting, which has been going on for many decades, neuroweapons may be employed covertly without the target of the attack ever being aware of the attack. Individuals may be driven insane and manipulated into random acts of violence. There's our shooters, etc. Societal subgroups may be manipulated into rising against their governments, and whole societies may thrown into political turmoil and chaos. While such methods of war seem intuitively objectionable from an ethical point of view, they increasingly represent the current reality of hybrid warfare, political warfare, and other forms of societal destabilization that are being employed with great effectiveness by several major nations. There is currently no legal protection against mind manipulation, although one can argue that
current protection against illegal mental or mind control or manipulation. We have no protection. None.
Yeah, and of course, people, luminaries in the field like Dr. James Giordano of Georgetown University, who calls himself a neuroweaponologist and a neuroethicist, with a great sleight of hand there.
Neuroethicist?
Yes. Contradiction in terms. Yeah, he says the mind is the battle space. So now the mind and the body, the battle space is everywhere now under the New World Order and under U.S. domination of you know, NSA, Global Spy Network, et cetera. And your body and your mind are the battle space, and that, of course, just segues right into Bill Gates's 666 patent, whereby your mind and your body are hooked up to the Pentagon cloud and controlled. So all of this is really coming true with this COVID scam-demic, plandemic, as you well know. But the mind control aspect, the mind control state aspect of this, it goes certainly well back into World War II. And all these covert technologies, which were top secret classified in the 50s and 60s, are now coming out, being used, being admitted, being taught to our special operations forces, to our FBI, to our CIA. There's this nexus of top psychiatrists and psychologists with intelligence agencies and soldiers in order to roll these weapons out, non-lethal weapons, directed energy weapons, neuro weapons, against the unsuspecting public. And I'd say this is perhaps the greatest crime against humanity in all of history, because what is being attacked, of course, is our sovereignty as individuals, our free will, all our civil rights. They're breaking every law of God and man with impunity, and have been for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They don't care. No. They, you know, I don't even pretend to be able to imagine what it must be like, but think about what it must be like with these people in a closed room with their high-end food and caviar and all the other bullshit. And they're sitting around talking about this whole operation. And they're laughing. You know, they're laughing. You know damn well they're laughing. They don't give a damn about us. They laugh. That's the kind of, see, and that's part of their advantage. Most people can't imagine that other humans would be like that. And that's their advantage. That most people can't figure it out. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't wrap their mind around that kind of systematic cruelty. You know, I got so many books on this topic when I wrote my article, Mind Control, History and Applications, back in 2012. One of the books that I bought but didn't read until recently is Thanks for the Memories, The Truth Has Set Me Free, The Memoirs of Bob Hope's and Henry Kissinger's Mind-Controlled Slave, Used as a Presidential Sex Toy and Personal Computer, by Bryce Taylor, whose real name is Susan Ford. And this is quite a thick book, and she tells her story from her highly abused young childhood to her getting massive psychological help and therapy and coming out of her programming, where she was monarch programmed in military bases and at universities like UCLA, and then became the spy sex slave of Henry Kissinger, of course, people would know that name, and Bob Hope as well, who are functioning then as very high level operatives and handlers in the New World Order, and in her book reporting directly to the Council, which is this small group that meets on yachts and interferes in the politics of all nations. So it really is and guides the world towards their satanic New World Order. But this is their secret weapon, this mind control, this monarch program of the Department of Defense, which comes out of the MK Ultra mind control, which comes out of that's the CIA, which comes out of the Nazi programs in World War II, which comes out of the Tavistock Institute programs from World War I to World War II. This is their secret weapon. This is how they, I think, want to bring in the New World Order and turn us into mind control slaves that will serve them. And the rest, of course, will just simply be removed, because according to Bryce Taylor here, the Council believes that they are genetically superior. They deserve to have it all, and they will be actually helping the human race by exterminating the inferiors. So you can't make this stuff up. These people are, you know, psychopathic, megalomaniac, demon-possessed, whatever you want to call it. But they've got the money and they've got the power.
I want to say one thing. We lost someone. this last week, and Russ Dizdar died.
Oh.
And Russ was very specially gifted, talented, brilliant man about people who have gone through satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, the result now known as DID, dissociative identity disorder. Russ was a very kind, extraordinarily intelligent and wise man. He went into the hospital allegedly with COVID and didn't come out. Once they got Russ in there, they want to make sure that he doesn't come out. His wife is still sick, I understand. They probably put him right on IV drip with remdesivir, and he went down and he died in the hospital. Young man shouldn't have died, but they kill people. That's the rule. That's rule number one. They kill people all the time. Don't forget it.
Yeah, I refer to it as simply pump and dump. You pump up the agents that, you know, advance your agenda, like Klaus Schwab, and then you dump people like Russ Dizdar, who, by the way, was a very courageous man. He wrote The Black Awakening back in the 80s, the Satanic Panic, as they called it, when this stuff started to come out. He was a warrior. He went right into the covens. He went right into the areas where child sacrifice was occurring, and he brought his Christian faith with him, and you know, I think he has healed many, many, many people through his deliverance ministry. I've read his book. I've heard him on many podcasts and interviews. Yeah, that's a sad loss for us.
I had him on here.
Great man.
And we talked a lot off air, and no finer person. There are people who are at the top, and you know, you're one of them. Russ is one of them, and I'm very blessed to be able to know people like that. And I was very sad to see that. He did contribute hugely. So, Russ Dizdar, we'll never forget you.
And courage is, I mean, Russ embodied courage.
Yes.
Which is what we need now. We need people to stand up for what's right and stand against this dark plague which is upon us. And so I'm very sorry to see Russ go too. He was one of my heroes as well. So, thank you. And of course, you know, we do our best. And of course, you've got the archives of the archives for people who want to get the history of this illegal attempted takeover of the world. Let's not give them the let's not say it's a done deal, but so thank you for your work. I mean, you know, while we're alive, we have to appreciate each other. Your work has been at the top of the heap, and so, you know, we're all better off for that. But we need the examples of courage like Russ Dizdar, and I hope that people will hold on to him as a vision of you know, never say die, and courage.
The ultimate in courage, really.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of going into hospitals, I think the same thing happened with Jim Keith, who wrote Mind Control, World Control. He went in for a minor complaint
they
and
killed
didn't
him.
Come out.
They killed him. I know they did. He was on the program here just a few weeks before he went to Burning Man and fell off the stage, allegedly, broke his ankle. They took him to Reno, to Washoe Medical Center. He told his wife they wanted to operate and fix his broken ankle. He says, I don't want to go in here. If I go in there, I'm not coming out. He told her that, and he didn't. They killed him on the table.
It's so sad. Yeah, that the moral, of course, stay out of the hospital. But, you know,
absolutely.
I've learned so much from TIs because it's a group that they often go after very smart people who are working very hard to understand the program. And when you look at somebody like Susan Ford, who wrote this Thanks for the Memories, Bryce Taylor, who was delivered through her belief in Christ and Christianity and healed of the most horrific experiences a human being could experience. She was prostituted out to just about all the presidents, from JFK up to certainly through Clinton, and I guess Jimmy Carter. Carter didn't participate, but everybody else did, even when she was prepubescent. So this is considered a perk for our leaders to have this kind of sex slave when they want. And then, of course, people like Henry Kissinger and Bob Hope will use that same sex slave to deliver messages to the person in question and to take messages back to the council, which is running things from their yachts or whatever. And this person, Susan Ford, Bryce Taylor, was also trained and programmed like a computer to have a photographic memory. So she was a mind file slave as well. She could memorize documents. So she was Henry Kissinger's personal assistant. She would be his brain, essentially. And there she was, you know, kind of a ditzy looking pretty California girl with, long blonde hair. But, you know, she had the photographic memory. But he had her under complete control. And it's just the most tragic story you've ever heard until you realize she came out of it and she has her last chapter is Love is the Way. So, I mean, I guess that's quite a testimony. But not all, have any kind of happy ending. There's many suicides, of course. And, It's so sad what they're doing to people. We've discussed how TIs are basically the beta tests for, I think, this system which is being rolled out, which involves Bill Gates' patent and hooking us up to the cloud and everything. They wanted to find every kind of torture possible and how to do this remotely with electronic weapons, etc., and behavior modification, and they've done it since the 50s. On non-consensual victims, in violation of the Nuremberg Code. If they were to pay restitution to all of the people that they have, murdered and tortured, it must be in the many trillions of dollars because there's millions, even in America and then more in the world. So this is a very grim reality, but unless we wake up to it, it will not stop. It must be shut down if humanity is to take a course that's more decent, because it is a profit-making thing. Stop if you wanted to.
Hold on a sec. We'll pause here.
Okay.
And remind all of you that, here are a couple of notes. One, we are momentarily sold out of Allison C. If you're waiting for your Allison C, it's coming. We're waiting for a shipment from England. The demand is enormous. Oxy-C, momentarily out of stock. Should be here Monday. So all of you who have ordered Oxy-C, please be a little bit more patient. We're doing the best we can in this contrived shortage of everything. They're slowing everything down with utter intent. So thank you for your courtesy, your patience, and your support, and we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back talking with Dr. Eric Carlstrom about one of the most heinous practices of this non-existent government, this cartel of evil that pretends to be government in this country, and I guess for all intents and purposes is government, but in a dictatorial sense, with no mercy, no compassion whatsoever for the general public. Believe it. All right, Eric, onward.
I thought maybe it'd be a good idea to feature some of the insights of the many TIs or targeted individuals that communicate with me. I've got a large website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, .com, which I have maintained since 2016. And it has over 1,800 posts, including hundreds of TI statements, and many, many interviews. And I transcribe many of these YouTubes that are and articles. posts that I write and others. But in response to a very important lecture by Dr. James Canton that I've got on my website entitled Neuroweapons, Dark Network Supply Chains, Manhunting Business, which is, of course, gang stalking, and Hybrid Warfare, presentation by Dr. James Canton, in which he talks about the, he and some other heavyweights, academics, talk about the Havana Syndrome, and they're deconstructing that. That was in 2016, 2017, where it would appear microwave and acoustic weapons or directed energy weapons were used against the diplomats, 28 diplomats in the American and Canadian, I think, at the Cuban embassy there. And they were incapacitated. They had to go home, and there was lots of medical workup to identify what happened. And in this particular address, Canton is talking to a group called Softworks, which is a commercial group, which is all ganged up with U.S. SOCOM, or Special Operations Command, and the Donovan Group of elite scientists. And he is saying that, hey, this neuroweapon stuff is a game changer, and now we have a demonstration of how it can be used in the wild, in other words, in the field against people. Well, it is an extraordinary blend of insight and limited hangout lies, because in fact the Soviets started targeting U.S. Diplomats at the Moscow embassy as early as 1953, and our government offered them hazard duty to stay so we could observe the effects of the directed energy weapons on them. In other words, this has been the real backstory of the Cold War, is developing these directed energy weapons from space and from ground level as well, and all the frequencies and what they do. And so anyway, after I transcribed this thing, this interview, which we could talk the whole time or several lectures on this or several discussions about this, I get a post from a TI that has been posting on my website for a long time, so he has good insight. And there's amazing insights here. I'm not sure if it's all correct, but these people are studying because it's survival for them, life and death. He says, another profit center seems to be a creative way to murder via ascension to the afterlife, via neuro-reprogramming tied to one of the seven deadly sins program narrative, whereby the deep state actor engages a neuro-punishment routine along with torture, electronic harassment, and continual changes to the body's DNA by stalling, quote-unquote, a separate neurosystem via energy along the outside of the skin emanating from a laser pinpoint gun. Attached to the waves are psychologicals associated with religion, religious myth, deep state narratives of religion, your personal failure in morals and faith, and your future without God, unless you follow our personal improvement agenda for you via chakra, crystal energies, prayer, and more. One clincher here is the AI, of course, plays God. I know this because they're doing this to me. It seems to have military, infraguard, contractors, and police actors. Imagine the profit, reducing the population and, quote, saving souls all at the same time. Meanwhile, you're torturing and killing people. It sounds outlandish, but somebody I know here in Crestone just loaned me a book by Dr. Joe Dispenza called Becoming Supernatural, How Common People Are Doing the Uncommon, which is a blend of the human potential movement and the Tao of Physics and the Dancing Woolly Masters and the Secret and Aleister Crowley and Occult and MK Ultra. And it's saying, oh, you got to do your chakras and you got to choose your own reality, you know, kind of do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, according to Aleister Crowley. And so it's this blend of New Ageism and Buddhism and science with the carrot here that you're going to become, well, like a god. And And it kind of harks back to Genesis 3:3, when the serpent tempts Eve and says, you know, surely you will not die, and surely you will be as God. And what he's suggesting here in this comment is that they could kill people with this technology, even while they are saying, advertising, they're going to make them superhuman. How about that?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy,
super soldiers.
Huh?
Sure. Oh, well, of course, yeah, it's all crazy. And whatever you can think of, they're probably working on it right now. You can't
outthink
them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
there's so many angles to this, you know, because as Canton says, you know, we're in a new era of science where nano, bio, IT, neuro, and atomic technologies are interacting so fast that just about whatever you think of can be done. You know, when we talk about self-assembling nanoparticles, biotech, neurotech, quantum computers, all this can then be applied to things like CRISPR technology, which allows genetic engineering done on a computer, like playing a video game. And I think a lot of the targeting is done just like that. In other words, they get people who have their computer screens, and they're able to hook up with other operatives and look at the brain patterns of the target and introduce
there's nowhere to hide
images.
They can read your brain like a fingerprint from distance.
Yeah, and they can manipulate it. They can actually read what you're thinking. They can put thoughts in. They can put sounds in, you know, voice to skull. They can put images in, like even a movie clip, music, and go right to the subliminal subconscious. That was 60s technology with the Smirnoff patent. So this brain interference as neurotech, neuroweaponology is really the one of the secret weapons and most powerful weapons of the New World Order. And I think the more it is exposed, the less power it will have. And that, of course, why we keep hammering away on it, you know, because there's going to be antidotes to this. We're going to figure out ways to block and protect ourselves if we get the word out. But meanwhile, people are suffering and dying en masse to help them develop these technologies.
Exactly. Oh, okay. I just got an email from one of our wonderful listeners, Bob. Thank you, Bob. He says 10 minutes per day in the sun, UVB, is not enough. You got to be out there longer, 1 to 2 hours, and you'll get your 10,000 units of vitamin D. Point being, get out in the sun. Even if it's for a half an hour, I don't care. You're building vitamin D naturally, instantaneously. And you need to supplement. What you don't get with a high quality, I get an organic sourced vitamin D. But, I've read about, honestly, half a dozen formulas. How long it takes to be in the sun before you get X number of international units created, so I don't know, but this is helpful, and I wanted to put it out there to all of you. So more than 10 minutes, in other words, get out there for an hour or two, as much as you can. You should give your body what it wants, and that's contact with old Saul up there. You get a lot out of it. Go ahead, sir.
You know, I was corresponding with a TI that you know, who goes by the name of Bobby, but who has a different name. Perhaps you know who I'm talking about. And I got a lot of information from this person because they've been targeted for a long time and had the means to hire detectives to figure out what was going on and to do some lawsuits, none of which
Bobby,
helped.
But yes.
You know Bobby now?
Yes.
Yeah. And in this particular message she sent to me, a lot of emails, she said directive 52401R is a directive that states that once a person is under surveillance, and of course they can do this if they put you on whatever main core list, terrorism watch list of the DHS, once a person is under surveillance, they can be experimented on. She says it's against the Constitution. Yeah. And then she says the common rule, in spite of the fact that a Clinton memo, only one enforcing the atomic agents, only one of which is the atomic agency, there is a portion, a letter that was sent to the bioethics from the CIA, which said they did all the field testing. This does not fall under the definition of research. They can do almost anything. The General Dynamics request for proposal lays out the experiment. This is an email I'm reading. DOD has a doc that says they can do experimentation. The Shulan lawsuit claims that the stolen documents from George W. Bush safe in Arizona and his personal experience and communication in 1999 claims the DEA is responsible for the torture and implantation of the torture implants. This is called tagging an individual. My personal belief, since so many victims are MKUltra survivors, I guess, is that Black Ops programs have put the MKUltra victims under surveillance and paid the DEA to tag those victims. I also believe that the corporatocracy has taken out life insurance policies on those tagged, knowing that it is a death program.
You bet they do. You bet they do. Yeah.
And she says it could be the handlers, quote unquote, of those tagged who own and maintain the life insurance policies. So picture this. You're a TI. Now, people come into your life pretending to be your best friend or whatever, and they are your handlers, and they want to handle you right to your grave so they can take your assets. Isn't that sweet? Doesn't that make you feel warm about your fellow Americans?
It's almost incomprehensibly perverted and corrupted, all of it. It's just evil. You run out of words.
She said all of these people are into the occult, she says. She says, since I have found many of my ground-based contractors coming from the Pacific Northwest, in my case, I believe that the University of Washington, especially the Frederick's Lab, is involved, particularly with bioweapons. This could be the nano part of the system. So she's done a lot of research here. Since many of my perpetrators are from San Francisco, I believe that SRI, Stanford Research Institute, is involved. Many victims have a history with Stanford. Of note, Hal Pudoff, a veteran, a military guy, has a patent for, he could be a general, has a patent for psychotronic communication device, perhaps the only such patent in history. Mr. Pudoff is not in Austin, Texas, at a new company. His history is with CIA, Scientology, Tavistock Institute, and now Stanford has contracts with NASA. So this is quite a web. This leads me to believe that the program of deep space is really the program of Nazi COINTELPRO tagging of humanity. I've noticed that all of my contractors, whether they are hired by academia or the corporatocracy, whether they are ex-military, current DOD, or simply drug dealers or drug users, all are in the occult, to the best of my observation, and interviewing them and accusing them can determine. Well, you know, there's a lot of insight in there, and this was an email to me 4 years ago. So this is a huge program. There are many aspects of it.
Have they lightened up on her? Do you know?
I have not heard from this person in a couple years. I would ask you the same question. I guess you don't know either, huh?
No, I don't. Yeah. I haven't heard. But she was really beaten up bad, bad.
Yeah, and this lady was... She was married to a very wealthy person and then dumped and then targeted, you know. So one could be put into the program by an individual, such as a billionaire husband, for instance, which I think was her case, or by the government, et cetera. So it's a global program, very brutal, but there's many faces of it.
There are many faces of it, and that's part of the game. That's what they do. It's like Halloween masks. You never know what the real monster behind the mask is. And I say this again, there are monsters walking amongst us. I mean, physically and figuratively. They're out there. This species is not uniformly kind, generous, aware, alert. It's packed full of dark side. And that's the hardest part for the sucker class, the nice people, to figure out. They don't want to go there. I don't blame them, but it's bad. It's bad out there, and you've got to be careful. But who you hang around with, who you trust, now more than ever. I'm not trying to be paranoid here. I'm just telling you, it's the way it is.
Right. And Fritz Springmeier, of course, who wrote the book about how the Illuminati create a mind-controlled slave, such as Susan Ford, estimated in his book over 10 years ago, maybe 20, that there were some 10 million mind-controlled slaves, sleepers, people with multiple personality disorder who had been programmed and that could be triggered to fulfill a certain function at the command of their handlers. Just reinforcing the point you made, these people actually don't have souls. What they have is a fragmented personality system in which they're not in control of it. Others are, and they have been turned into biorobot slaves. It's a very, very tragic phenomena, and yet this has been the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call it, it's been their way to control governments and societies over the many generations, and the technologies have only gotten more brutal as a result, of course, of all the militarization of this with the Department of Defense Monarch program, etc.
Right. Mercilessly so. It's such a tragedy. You deal with people all the time who have had their lives fragmented and glued back together, or ostensibly glued back together. And it's sad. It's if you want to get maudlin about it, it's heartbreaking when you see these children grown up and you know what they went through. You just really feel for them. And there's not much you can do. Not much you can do. They have to really fight it, and it's not a fun fight.
Well, it really is. It's the ultimate fight, because I think the human being is a rather remarkable creature, and now we have this contest between humanity and technocracy, or humanity and AI, or humanity and the whatever you want to call them, psychopaths, the pathocracy, the technocracy. But there are many, many, many victims, and the system covers it up. One lady who was very, very bright, named Andrea Metz from Grand Junction, Colorado, was writing me over a period of years about her targeting, and I put those messages on my website, and it's quite a remarkable and disturbing story. But again, quite a brilliant lady. She was putting the pieces together of what was happening to her, but like so many TIs, she was brutally tortured remotely, and she tells the details. She was isolated from her family. She believes her family was their DNA was taken from them, as well as their money, and so it is almost a strip mining operation. You're strip mining humanity for genetic information, which this group, I think from some other world, wants the best DNA for themselves, and they are willing to mine it from all segments of humanity. And there was something about this woman and her family that they wanted, and they just did them in, took all their money, and then took their genetic code and their genetic information, and then all the test results of her own personal torture for their scientific experiment. I mean, these people are like monsters from hell, and I don't think there's any punishment sufficient for people like Henry Kissinger and Bob Hope, not to mention some of our presidents, for using these sex slaves, as they have. This is a system that must be fully exposed and must be, I think, fully punished, with full publicity. And the Bible does say that nothing shall remain hidden. We'll just keep plugging away here. I feel terrible about Andrea Metz, because she appealed to me.
Eric, you're carrying a very big load. And if you look under his name and guests, you'll find the articles he's referring to. Well, they're articles, emails and things. The Metz emails. Andrea Metz, M-E-T-Z, they'll be there. We'll put him under Eric's name in columnists as well, so you can read through those and see what he's talking about. It's a very, very complicated, dark world out there. Not strictly speaking about Andrea Metz, but the world is just not the way we'd like to think it was, or it used to be. They sure baited us with this in the 50s and 60s, and then they took it all away. And look what we got now.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal to live through the span that, you know, we've lived in post-World War II, myself being born, of course, as a baby boomer in 1949, just a sea change of our nation as these technologies have become more prominent and the evil has come out into the open.
And it's not even pretending or feigning to hide anymore. It's just right there. They don't care. That's how confident they are in their control. It's pretty wild. Oh.
Well, let us hope and pray the human spirit is going to hang in there and win. Yeah. That's my hope and prayer, Jeff. And thank you so much for your efforts. You're an Iron Man to do what you do, and I really admire you for that.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll talk soon. You be well. Take good care.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Dr. Eric Carlstrom, 30 years professor. And he is heavily involved with this field. Okay, again, if you have a chance, you might want to read Russ Dizdar's book, Dizdar. Good people. We've lost too many. Very rare, unusual people. Okay, that's it. See you tomorrow, Friday.